Waterland interface, KY. Thank you.
The task force had its first meeting on the 19th of March, in which we actually discussed a number of issues.
The first one is the overview of marina development in Hong Kong. There was a follow-up discussion on the matrix of land use interface issues at the previous meeting. So the Secretariat has gathered information from various departments. The views of members were diverse with regard to the need of a very important issue of whether there should be additional marina in Hong Kong within the particularly within the Victoria Harbour. Those who actually do not favour that, may basically marina only favour a privileged group. If you build marina, the infrastructure probably will have an implication on the protection of harbour ordinance, and also for pressure vessels, most of them actually apply to the popular yachting spots are in the eastern part of the Hong Kong water, where if you actually say, for example, put up marinas near Sai Kung or places like that, it will be easier and quicker for these yachts to go to shorter sailings and more environmental friendly because you're consuming less fuel. But on the other hand, they also view that unless there are more marina, you can't really promote such activities to the more general public, the more affordable public, to the less affordable as compared with the current situation. So it's a problem that we didn't have a consensus in the meeting. But there's always go back to the issue of whether we should have a master plan on recreational use of harbour water, which is, of course, a good idea. But on the other hand, there's also the dilemma that whether the Commission should focus in the short term, focus its effort and resources to take forward the proposal to establish a Harbourfront Authority. You spend effort in doing that, maybe other initiatives have to give way for the time being in the short term. So that is a dilemma face, I guess, not just for this task group, also by other task groups or the Commission as a whole. And another item discussed is the public landing facility in Central and Wan Chai. There are members questioning whether there have been standard requirement of public landing facilities. The answer from CDC, yes, there are port work design manual, which when they build new landing facilities, they have to follow that. But of course, there have been suggestions, I'm sure members actually have heard more than once, that maybe new facilities should have ticketing booth, holding area for people waiting and things like that. And the government representative undertook to take it back and see whether there should be a review of and incorporate the suggestions into the standard provision. There was also the inquiry about the barrier-free access to at least some of the a more popular public landing. This is, of course, a fairly complicated issue, bearing in mind that you have to facilitate the use of wheelchair disembark and disembark on this public landing. Then the water has to be relatively much calmer. And there is a working group among government departments working on this, and they will come back later. But, of course, this is not really. Take the advantage. I'm the convener. The item was raised by me and personally my will, and I must say it's my personal will that, well, this is something that need to be addressed in the long run. But shall we actually have to rush through and have quick results? Personally, I doubt that. I mean, we can probably wait, but this is something definitely we should, unless we not fall in the trap of the. The MTR, I mean, several decades afterwards, still you're working hard on that. Public landing facilities in West Kowloon Cultural District, they're still in the planning stage, but they've committed to come back to the task group and the commission when they have actually further development. So these are the major items discussed in the last task force meeting.
Any questions for KY? Paul?
Yeah, Chairman, I think that the most critical issue is probably missed on the, under point 2A, which is that we have 7,900 pleasure vessels registered in Hong Kong, but we have only 3,320 safe moorings. We have a gap. We have, at least against the pleasure vessels, we already missed 4,000 moorings. If we then include the sampans, you basically miss 8,000 moorings. And if you take into account that because you don't have them, it's very expensive to use the sports and everybody's excluded. If it would be cheap and easy to have a mooring, lots of people would be out there, you would have another 10,000 boats that needed moorings. So we basically have a gap of 18,000 moorings in Hong Kong. So, and that's the real issue. The Marine Department, we now know, has a significant issue. You know, we have 50% of the boats on the water are not haven't had their license renewed. 30% of those boats
Paul,
haven't...
Paul, yeah. Stick to the...
But the point is, Chairman, we got to solve this problem. We have a big problem here where we have no safe moorings and we're not providing them. We've got typhoon shelters in the harbour that are hardly being used. In Tokwa 1, we've got a typhoon shelter that's full of rusting boats owned by UDL or HUD that sit there. They could be moved to Hailing Chow. They don't have to be there. You could have boats that are being used every day and every week and could be in Tokwa 1. And now in Aberdeen Harbour, we have 100 boats that are over length, are being kicked out of Aberdeen Harbour. No place to go. There is no place to go. We're kicking them out of Aberdeen Harbour. There's no place to go. There are no safe moorings in Hong Kong available for the boats we're kicking out. 100 boats are being kicked out of Aberdeen because they're over length. We've moved them from Causeway Bay to Aberdeen. In Aberdeen, we have a problem. Now we're kicking them out. There's no place to go. We have to create the space. It exists in Victoria Harbour. Kwun Tong Typhoon Shelter, Tokwa Wan Typhoon Shelter. Empty them out, make them available, let people moor their boats. They're local boats. They need mooring space that is safe and adequate for them. And we've got to do it quickly. Because right now we have an unsafe situation in Aberdeen, according to the Marine Department, and we don't have enough safe moorings. But we have empty typhoon shelters in Victoria Harbour. Where is things going wrong? Somebody needs to make a decision and make these available quickly. Thank you.
Paul, can you bring it to the water-land interface? That's exactly the place that's been...
Well, it's been, yeah, been brought there, and bring it, then it becomes a long-term issue that we think
it,
that we need a long-term plan
his
for.
His task force, please. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We done on reports? All right.